Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Plagued, written by Simon Benson and Jeff Chambers, and read by Jason Chong. To Harry, Elsie, and Molly. More than 100 years before the first wave of COVID-19 arrived by plane and by ship, Australia's ports were the gateway to another global cataclysm. Rising from the mud, butchery, and horror of the trench warfare that had raged across Western Europe for 4 years, spread a pandemic that would eventually kill between 50 and 100 million people globally, at least fivefold the death toll of the Great War. More than a third of the world's citizens would be infected with what came to be called the Spanish flu. Geographically remote and, in 1918, culturally adolescent, Australia had a population of less than 5 million. Its leaders knew that distance would not protect it from the virus or its unknowable consequences. The Spanish flu would not only test the political structures of a fledgling federation, but challenge the youthful notions of a germinal national identity. It would also inflict a misery with profound implications. Australia would ultimately bounce back from it, significantly less scarred than many other nations, as it would more than a century later, when tested again, having found its own unique yet imperfect road through adversity. The rich parallels between then and now raise the central question of whether the world, and indeed Australia, had learned the lessons of history. While there is no consensus on where the Spanish flu originated, that history, or at least one version of it, was believed to have begun in late January 1918 in the remote, rural, and sparsely populated U.S. county of Haskell, Kansas, where a local doctor, Loring Minor, noticed something strange about his patients. Minor had seen influenza often, wrote American historian John M. Barry in The Great Influenza, discerning that the likely origins of the Spanish flu could be traced back to this obscure region on the semi-arid high plains of the U.S. Midwest, an hour's drive from Dodge City. Dr. Minor diagnosed the disease as influenza, but he had never seen influenza like this, wrote Barry. This was violent, rapid in its progress through the body, and sometimes lethal. This influenza killed.